For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
In the Shiras Hayom, Klal Yisrael says, Az Yashir Moshe, Vene Yisrael Sashir Azois LaHashem, Vayomu Lemar, Ashira LaHashem Ki Goi Go'o, Sus V'roich Vay Rama Vayom, Azi V'zimras Ka, Vayihi Li Lishua, Zekeli Van Vehu, Elikei Ovi, V'aray Memenhu. So Rashi says, Zekeli B'chvoide Nigla Alehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his kavod revealed himself to them, they could point to him with their finger. Like it says, Rasa Shifchal Hayom, Mashalei Ra'u Nevi'im. So Zekeli, they said, I could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could see the Shechina, V'anvehu, and I will be, make a Nave. So Rashi says, Unklis Tirgeim Lashay Nave, Nevei Sha'ana, Nevei Tzayin. So Unklisaka says, Dein Eloki, Zekeli means Dein Eloki, this is my Hashem, Ve'evni Lei Makdash, and I will build for him a Mikdash. And Tagam says further, Elika Davosi, he is the Elikim, the Abishter of my forefathers, Ve'eflach Kadamoihi, and I'm going to serve in front of him. And Rashi continues another pshat, Davarachavan Ve'o Lashin Noi, Asaper noyo yishvachu lebay elan, I'm going to tell people about his beauty and his praise. And elikehu avi hu zeh, Rashi says, this is my, the elikim, the Eibishter of my father's varem emenu, and I'm going to praise him. Rashi adds on, elikeh avi, loishani tchilas hakadusha, it's elikeh avi, it's not me, not my Eibishter, but muchzekes vaymedesli hakadusha velakusai, alai mimei avoisai, this is far no. Says also, Zekeli, meaning they recognized who had Nitzchi v'hakadmoin etzli. He is the eternal one, the one who is always here. Asher bechreach yalu kol sibos hanefsad melav, that bechreach, everything that exists goes back to him. Umimenu tiyah nitzchias hasmadosam, and the eternity, their continual eternity depends on him. Therefore, ve'anvehu esen nove l'shachnei b'seichenu, I'm going to make a home where he can live amongst us, uboy espalel elav, and I'll dive into him in that home. Ve'evar esay karoy, and I'll serve him appropriately, the meitev u'meiria, to the one who is meitev and meiria. So the Sephorno is learning, similar to Rashi, that the pasuk is saying one thing. Zekeli v'anvehu, this is my Eibishter, I have a clear hakarat, so I'm going to build a mikdash. Elekei avi va'arei memenhu, and therefore I'm going to serve him and dive into him. In the Sefer Mishulchan Gavoya, he brings down from Rav Eliel Mishkovsky that when Targum says, Zekeli ve'evni lei mikdash, I'm going to build a mikdash for him. So he asks, why is it that Dafka now, of all times, at the beginning of the Shira, they want to build a Bisa Migdash? Says, Az Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, Sashir Azayis LaHashem, Vayayimru Leymar, Ashir LaHashem Ki Goi Go'o, I'm going to sing to Hashem because He's exalted. Sus V'roich V'rama V'yom, Ozi V'zimras Ka, He's my strength, I'll sing to Him, Vayihili Lishu, He saved me, Zekei Livan V'yom, I'm going to build a Bisa Migdash. Why is this one of the first things, before we spoke to the details of Kriyas Yamsov, before we spoke to Sus V'roichvai, Makvais Paravichel Yaravayam, before the details of going up and going down, the Rishayim who drowned slowly, and the better ones who drowned quickly, before all that, they're already saying they want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, the Beis HaMikdash is mentioned another two times, in Machon Leshivtcha Pa'alto Hashem, and Mikdash Hashem Kainenu Yadecha. So what's the Nikuda? What's the Chashivas? Why is it so important that in the Shiras Hayam, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel to build a Beis HaMikdash? It says Rabbi Yom Mishkovsky, it's a Klal Gadol on Avodas Hashem, that immediately, when a person has his Eirus, when a person has ways that he becomes inspired, becomes excited to be mislahev with the cheshek of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to right away find a way to preserve that hisairos. And if a person does not preserve his iris immediately, the fear is that with time he'll forget and the moment will be lost. So too the Bnei Yisrael, when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, they had a tremendous iris of Rasa Shivcha Al Hayom Mashaloi Roy Yechesko Ben Buzi. Zeh Keli, they were able to point Marim Be'etzbaam, and they could say, this is my Elikim, now we see him. So they were mekabel on themselves at that moment, that how are we going to preserve this iskalos, this is iris, this feeling that I see the Eibishter. The way we're going to preserve that is by building a Beis HaMikdash, that in this Beis HaMikdash will be a Hanhaga Geluya of the Bayri Yisparach and Misham, and from there will also be Shayev Ruach HaKodesh. So this Zekeli, this clarity, is preserved further by building the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shari Aaron learns in Tunklis that when he says, Elokoda Vasi ve'eflach kodamohi, Elokei Avi Varem Menhu, this means I'm going to serve him in the Beis HaMikdash. Evnei lei Beis HaMikdash v'shom evayd lefonov. And when it says Varem Menhu, it means litfila. Like Chazal say in Maseches Brachos, Daf Vav, the tefila is one of the dvarim which are imdim berumai shalolam. That is Varem Menhu. And it's called Avoida. Like Chazal say in Tainis Daf Beis, Ezehi Avoida shei belev, heviyemer zu tefila. So therefore, Evnele Beis HaMikdash, we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and there we're going to tell that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol V'Neira, he's a Melech Ezer U'Meishia, because the Beis HaMikdash is a Makkah Miyuchad for Tefillah, like Shleima HaMelech, Olav HaShalom said in Melachim, Perek Aleph, Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Lios Einecha Pesuchais El HaBayis HaZeh, L'Shmoya El HaTefillah. So this is the first pshat in Zeh Keli Van Vehu. The Klai Yisrael is mekabel to preserve this klarkeit of Zeh Keli and to preserve it by serving in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a makom which is meyuchad for Hashuras HaShechina. The Chafetz Chaim has another mahalach. And he says Zeh Keli Van Vehu is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's referring to a private home that everyone builds in Shemayim. There's a Beis HaMikdash Prati, a private Beis HaMikdash, that everyone builds L'Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Chafetz Chaim, there's two Batei Mikdashim. There's the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha HaMerkazi, which is the central Kedusha that all of Klai Yisrael build together. That's the Mikdash which the Pasuk says, V'asali Mikdash, V'shachanti B'saicham. But the other Beis HaMikdash that every Yid builds for himself, by himself, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is what the Pasuk refers to when it says, Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu, meaning I'm going to build HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my own bias in Shemayim. Every Yid will build their own Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's brought down in the Chafetz Chaim, HaKadosh Al HaTorah, on the Pasuk of Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu, how does a Yid build a makom noveh for the Shechina, a home for the Shechina? The answer is, through limud haTorah, when a person is amal b'Torah, he builds a lemaila, a bias of kedusha from the hoyd haTorah, from the glory of the Torah. Like the Pasuk says, chachmais bonsa beisa, and the Medrash says, lamedcha, shekol mi shekana divrei Torah, kana loy bias le'olam haba. That whoever is kaina divrei Torah is kaina bias in olam haba. And that is the bias of the pasuk of Chachamah is Bansa Beisa. Through Chachmah, through Limud HaTorah, we're building a bias in Olam Haba. That bias is definitely not made from wood, the way our houses are built. It's a bias which is built from the Or of the Torah, from the Lechtikait of the Torah, which a person learned. And it's similar to what it says in the Tanah of Eliyahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Talmud Chacham, B'nei li Beis HaMedrash. This is in Tanah of Eliyahu Rabbah, Yud. Build me a Beis HaMedrash, Shekol Ha'olam Shalchahu, because the whole world belongs to the Talmud Chacham. What he means is that the light of the Torah, the lecht of the Torah, that a person learns, builds in Shemayim a Beis HaMikdash L'Shmai, and through that the whole world is considered the world of the Talmud Chacham, because the world exists in the schus of his limud haTorah, like the Zohar HaKadosh says. So says the Chafetz Chaim, look how much a person has to be happy when he's zeichet to build l'shem shamayim a bayis of kedusha, because we see that when a person is zeichet that the king would come and stay in their house, there's no limit to how happy they are, and you're gonna publicize it, you're gonna show off to your friends, to your family, and the only people who are zeichet to such a thing would be the high level people, the atzilei hamedina. And it happens that a person can spend tens of thousands of golden coins to build a beautiful home for the king to come to him. And that's a covet for him. It's worth it for him to spend that amount of money. And if this is what we do for a Melech Basar Adam, how much more so how we have to be mishtoikik and misametz that the Melech HaKavod to build him a house for Mar Teira, a Hechel Elyon, that he should be willing to live in. And the Kedusha that's chal on this Heichel, and how is this bias shalem, depends on how a person learns. For example, when you're building a regular house, there's two things you keep in mind. Number one, does it function like a house? Does it have a leak in the roof? Does it block the wind? Is it insulated? And number two is that you want it to be beautiful. Bakovedik for a person like you. Nice decorations. So too when it comes to building a house in Shemayim. First of all, you have to make sure that it's Shalem. That means there's no holes in the roof, that if a person has a kviyas to learn Daf Yomi, to learn Mishnayos Yomi, to learn Halacha Yomis, to learn Gemara every single day, you shouldn't be lacking anything, because if you lack, then that day's building is missing from our house in Shemayim. And if a person learns a Masechta, we shouldn't be missing Dapim. We should learn the whole Masechta from cover to cover, says the Chofetz Chaim. And in addition to that, it's got to be beautiful. How do you make the Spires and Shamayim beautiful? That depends on the Toihar HaMachshava, the purity of the thought of the one who's Loimed the Torah. That if he's Loimed L'Shmo Yisborach, with Simcha, excited that we were Zeicha to learn Divrei Elokim Chayim, and we don't stop with Sicha B'Teila in the middle of learning, and Kol Shekein, says the Chafetz Chaim, if he learned Halacha L'Maisa and Loimed Almanas L'Kayim, for sure, a tremendous amount of Kedusha, a tremendous amount of ziv, of shine, of glory, of gloss appears on this bias. And says the Chofetz Chaim, that's what it means, Eishas Chayil Miyimtza, that's a remez to the Torah, Leisira Levesa Mishalek, there's no cracks, she doesn't have to be afraid that snow's gonna come in, because there's no cracks between the stones, because he learned Keseder, didn't have gaps in his learning. Kichol Beisa Lavos Shamim, that her whole home is dressed in beautiful clothing. That's the hoyd and the teferes of the purity of the kavana of l'shem shamayim. So says the Chofetz Chaim, that Klal Yisrael, when they saw Zeh Keli, the anvehu, I'm going to build a mikdash for him in shamayim. Rasa shivcha layam, mashalei ro yecheskel ben buzi, they saw the shechina itself, and they were mekabel on themselves that they're going to build a bayis in shamayim for themselves, l'asid lavoi, so that they could be close to that Shechina and have a makayim where the Shechina would want to come and visit them. There's a fascinating tshuva from the Binyan Tzion that he quotes his son, who asked him that the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi, which means that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, which comes from the Shechina, is there forever, and the Shechina is never battle. So therefore, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi. So his son asked the Kasha, we say that the Mikdash Sheni was missing five things. At the end of the first parak of Yuma, it says the Mikdash Sheni was lacking five things, and one of them was Shechina, which means there was no Hashra Shechina by the Bayis Sheni. So don't we say Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi? So the Binyan Tzion answers that when the Rambam says the Shechina is not bottled from Yerushalayim, that's clear from the Medrash Tanchuma. That the Medrash Tanchuma brings down many mamorim, says Amar Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni, Ad Shlechar Beis HaMikdash, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Haisa HaShechina Nesuna Beheichal. The Shechina was in the Heichal, like it says, Hashem Beheichal Kodshai. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Beshemayim Kisoi. That he took his Shechina to the Shemayim. Then the Medrash says, Omer Belozer ben Pedas, Bein Charav, Bein Sheloi Charav, Einei Zazmim Kaimai. Whether there's a Beis HaMikdash there, or whether it's not there, the Shechina doesn't leave. Shenemar, V'hoya Einei, V'libi, Sham, Kol Hayamim. And also it says, Vayaneni mehar kodshei sela, that even when it's only a har, only when it's only a mountain and there's no bias on the mountain, harehu bekdushasai. Amar Rav Acha, la'olam ein hashchina zaza mikaisel ma'aravi shel beis hamikdash. The shchina never leaves the kaisel ma'aravi of the beis hamikdash, like it says, kinei za'oyim enachar kasleinu. And also it says further in the Medrash Rabbah that Avol pishachar beis hamikdash leizaza hashchina misham v'shachanti basada. It says v'ein sada elatziyin shenemar tziyin sada techaresh. So it's clear from all of these mandi amrim that the Shechina never left the Beis HaMikdash even after it was destroyed. Like the Rambam Taka says, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitsha L'Shaita, V'Kitsha L'Asid Lavai. So if so, the Kasha of my son, he's saying, is Taka a good Kasha? That don't we say that there's no Shechina by Vayasheni? And Emma says, he says it's even further Kasha because we daven every single day in Shemayna Esrei, HaMachazir, If the Shechina never left, how could we daven that the Shechina should come back? She says the Binyan Tzion, definitely these things are Dvarim Ha'imdim B'Rumei Shel Olam, but we can try to explain it al Pip Shutai. She says, Chazal are hinting to us with the following Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes, that there was a Kaifer who said to Rabbi Gamliel, you say that every time there's 10 Yidden coming together, the Shechina comes. If that's the case, how many Shechinas are there? There's like so many shuls in every Yiddish Kehillah. How could the Shechina be in every shul? Is there more than one Shechina? So Rabbi Gamliel called his servant and he took his stick and he gave his servant a patch. And he said to him, how come you let the sun in the house? So the Shamish said to him, what do you mean? The sun is shining all over. Also in the house, also not in the house. It has nothing to do with me. So Gamliel turned to this Kaifer and he said to him, if the sun, which is only one of tens of thousands of shamashim, of servants before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he could shine on the whole world at once, Shechinta, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Alachas Kama V'Kama, the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could definitely shine on many places at once. So what was the Shaila and what was the answer? What's he showing him from this Mashal? So the beer of the mashal is that there's two things that we can talk about when we discuss the sun. We can say that the sun comes to a house or comes into your room. And that's like the Lashon of Chazal, Mesech HaSukkah, Dach Chav Zayin, Higia Chama L'Sukkah. The sun came to the Sukkah. Now L'Chari, the sun is hundreds and thousands of miles away from the earth. The sun can't come to the Sukkah. So what we mean is the light of the sun came to the Sukkah, and we call the light of the sun, the Shemesh. Now also when we say that the Shemesh, or the light of the Shemesh, came to a house, do we mean that it was somewhere else and it changed its position and came to our house? L'chaira, no, it's shining everywhere. It's not changing its position. It's also shining on the house. But the idea is that since the house is surrounded, it has walls, and it's preventing the light of the sun to come in, therefore, we say that when you open up the door or open up the window, that the sun is coming in, even though it's not coming in. It's only hasaras hamenir. We're simply removing the thing that was blocking the sun from coming in. That is how we refer to as the sun is coming in to the house. So zukt the binyan tzion that Rabbi Gamliel was telling him as follows: the sun, which is only one of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was saying that the Shechina is Sheira in a place. Now we're not talking about the Shechina, which is called Kavod Hashem Be'atzmai, that he's Sheira in a place. Like we say, Ve'yishkan Kavod Hashem Al Har Sinai, or Kavod Hashem Moli Es HaMishkan. We're not referring to the Shechina itself. It means the Or of the Kedusha, which is Ne'etzal, from the Kavod Hashem, which his makom is nelam, even from Mishar Seimala, like we say in Kedusha, Mishar Sev Shailim Zelazeh, Ayeh Mekayim Kevoidai. So we don't know where the actual Shechina is. The Malachim don't know where the Shechina is, but the Or, which is Netzal, from the Shechina, that is what's shining on a certain location, on Har Sinai, on the Mishkan, like it says, just like we say the sun came, and we mean the Or of the sun, so too when we say the Shechina came to the Mishkan, we don't mean the Shechina itself, because that's Ayei Mekayim Kevodai. What we mean is the Or, which came from the Shekhinah. And on the Or of the Kedusha itself, we don't say it came some to a location, like we would normally say about a thing or a person that came to a location, because Meloi Chalaretz Kevodai. So when we say that it came, we mean that we're removing from ourselves the Meniyah, the prevention which stopped the Or of the Shekhinah from shining into ourselves. We're removing that and allowing the Or of the Shekhinah to come in. And therefore he says, that's why we say the Shekhinah Shaira, wherever you have 10 Yidden coming together. Because wherever you have an Eda Kedosha coming together with the goal of Avodas Hashem, and they're removing from themselves the Inyoni Ha'olam Hazeh Ha'ochor, the parts of this world which dirty us, which prevents the shining of the Or HaKadusha, that is where the Shekhinah is able to shine, because there's a Makkim which is now opened up to be able to be Mekabel, the Or of the Kedusha, to shine into the hearts and to light up their neshama. And the more Yidden that are there, and the more that the fewer that the windows a house has, it will be the less light. So too, the fewer Yidden you have will be less Shekhinah, and the more Yidden you have will be more Shekhinah. Because the Inyan of the Hashpah, of the Or of the Shekhinah of every Be'ah Sara is Shaira, B'roi Vam Hadras Melech. And the more the sun shines on the land, and the closer we are to the sun, the brighter it is. And so too, the closer a Yid is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brighter the Or of the Shekhinah will shine inside of him. And those who are Mekayim Shivisi Hashem Linaid Bisamid, they're Mekabel the Shefa of Kedusha more than someone who's not constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Binyan Sin, according to what we've explained, we can now explain the Shekhinah with the two Bechinas. The Kavod Hashem, which is the Mekor HaKadosha, and then there's the Or HaNetzal from the Hashpoas HaKadosha. Says that's the difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Because in the Mishkan and in the Bayis Rishon, there the Kavod Hashem Be'atzmai was there. Like it says, Kavod Hashem Molias HaMishkan. And it says by the Migdash Ki Meloi Kavod Hashem Es Bayis Hashem. And regarding that, Chazal say about the Pasuk, Bein Shada Yolin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzamtzem Hishchina, Bein Shnei Badi Arayn. We also say in Sanhedrin, that Daf Zayin, that it says, Meikorak Se V'nayadati L'cha Sham. And in L'Besayif, it says, Hashemayim Kisi, Eza Bayis HaShativnuli. And that's how the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, says, that Eser Masois, Nasa Shechina, that the Shechina went through 10 different travels, based on various psukim, which show that there were changes in the location of the Shekhinah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem the actual Shekhinah in the Mishkan, in the Bayis, and that moved around. But that Shekhinah left by the Churban HaBayis, and it did not come back by the Bayis Sheni, because by the Bayis Sheni, it never says anywhere that Chonah Kavod Hashem, that the Kavod of Hashem rested over there. And that's why Chazal learned out that Chasra Shekhinah B'Bayis Sheni, that there was no Shekhinah in the Bayis Sheni. But you did have the Shekhinah of the second Dauphin, that from wherever the Shekhinah is, from his Makayim, it was Mashpia, it was gave a Shefa of the Or HaKadusha to the Bayis Sheni, and that Or that shines from the Shekhinah didn't stop even Bechor Banoi, and that Or will always be there forever, like it says, Mevehoya Einai Velibi Sham Kol HaYamim. And that Or is brighter by the Makayim HaMikdash than any other place. Because the Makam of the Migdash is opposite the Shari Shemayim, which are never closed. And therefore, the Or HaKadusha will always shine there, B'yeser Se'ez, U'B'yeser Oz. And that's why the Rambam writes that the Shekhinah is never bottle. He's referring to the Or of the Kedusha, which was Mekadesh the Bayis. That's never bottle, and never will become bottle. And that's what it means, Me'ayom Le'zazah Shekhinah, Me'kaisel HaMa'aravi. But the Kavod Hashem, the Mekar HaKadusha, that which is sometimes revealed, like when it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, that v'lo yochel Moshe to look at it. And also it says by the bias of Shabbana Shleimev LaYachlu HaKehanim, they weren't able. And also when they traveled in the Midbar, it says VaHachatzer Mala Es Noiga Kvod Hashem. That's referring to the Gilui HaShchina, which Yishayahu HaNavi is Menave, that it's going to come back to us. L'Eis HaGeula B'mheira V'yameinu. It says V'nigla Kvod Hashem V'ro Kol Basa Yachtov Kifi Hashem Diber. And that's what we're davening for when we daven for V'sechazena Einenu B'shuv Chalitzion B'rachamim. And we also say HaMachaz Yishchinas Yilitzion, that the Shechina, which is the Mekor HaKedusha, that is what it's saying is going to come back when Mashiach comes. So, when we say Ze Keli V'anveyu Elakei Avivarei Memenu, we're building a bias. According to the Mahalach of the Targum, we're building a bias for the Etzem Shechina, not for the Or HaNetzel from the Shechina, but being Mekabel, to be on the Madrega where the Etzem Kvod HaShechina would be Metzamtzem itself and to come down into our Binyan Bayis Neilam Hazeh. I saw brought down from a Rav Mordechai Shiriki, who has a Machon for the Ramchal, and he found in the archives in a library in Oxford that there's a sefer written by the Ramchal which wasn't well known Mishkanei Elyon, where the Ramchal discusses why is it that the Eibishter wanted us to build a Beis HaMikdash in this world. And we'll go over the Rashi Prakim. These are definitely Tifa and Yanim, but we'll go over the Rashi Prakim. And he says as follows. The Ramchal says that if you looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel the Tzura of the Bayis, that when they come back from Golos, how they should build the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, Hagei des Beis Yisrael es HaBayis v'ikomu me'avoneseim u'madidu es HaToichnet. They should figure out the plans, measure the plans. Yechezkel Perek Mem Gimel. So Yechezkel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, until now we're in Golos, in the land of our enemies, and you're telling me to go and teach Klal Yisrael how to build a Bayis and to write it down for them? You want them to preserve these designs until they come back? Could they taka do it? Wait until they come back from Golos, and then I'll tell them how to do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, just because my children are in Golos, my bias should be bottled, the binyan of my bias should be bottled. Then Hashem said to him, Godol kriyasa batere kebinyana. Learning about the binyan ha-bias is as great as building the bias. So lecha mar lehem, go and tell Klal Yisrael they should be Isaac to learn the tzuras ha-bias in the Torah and the schar of them learning the tzuras ha-bias. Al binimale alehem kilohim oisekim bebinyan ha-bias. I consider as if they're being Isaac in the binyan ha-bias. So says the Ramchal, sometimes people think the reason why we want the Beis HaMikdash back is because in Beis HaMikdash is going to be one Nusach. There won't be Ashkenaz, there won't be Sfar, there won't be Adot HaMizrach. Mashiach's going to come, we're going to have one Nusach. All Yidden will be unified. Or some people want the Beis HaMikdash for Karbonos, to be Mechaper on their Averis. Some people only want the Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach to come so we should be free from the Oil Shibud Golas. But the Ramchal tells us that it's much, much deeper. There's something much deeper in why we really want the bias. This is what the Ramchal says. V'asuli migdash v'shachanti b'soicham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu to build a dira batachtoinim, a home for the Shechina to be in this world. And he explains that the Beis HaMikdash is mechuvan keneged the Merkava HaOlyona. The Merkava HaOlyona is the Marechas. It's a system in Shamayim. It's this Ruchniyistika system which is manhig the entire universe and everything that exists in the universe. So V'shachanti, V'asuli Migdash V'shachanti B'soicham is the Shechina, which is the lowest level in the Hishtalshalos of the Ma'orais, of the Koiches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to help the creation of the world. It's the lowest one, and so that Shechina should be able to live in this physical world, we have to build a place which is appropriate for the needs of the Shechina. Just like if we build a home for ourselves, we need a home that's appropriate for our needs. And the way one person builds a home may not be the way another person builds a home. And certainly the way you build a home for an animal is not the way you build a home for a human being. So too the home for the Shechina has to be a home which is appropriate for the Shechina. What are the needs of the Shechina? It's to be mashpia, to bring the hashpois from the upper olamos into this world, to be mekayim the hashpois and to be manhig the bnei adam. And Shlomo HaMelech, who was a chacham mikol adam, he understood when he was making the designs for the Beis HaMikdash that it should be designed according to the needs of the Shechina. The hashpois that the Shechina needs to bring down for the kiyum of the Bria and the relationship between the Shechina with the Olam HaYisrael Yoinim v'Tachtoinim, that first bias was on the Madrega of Chachma, and therefore it had to be built by Shlomo HaMelech, who was a chacham mikol adam. Whereas the bias HaShlishi is going to be on the Madrega of Keser, which is even higher than Chachma, because that's the Madrega which is highest that can only come to the world at the time of the Tikkun HaShalem. So how do we understand the Tikkun, says the Maral, of the Beis HaMikdash? Why is the Shechina need? Why does the Shechina need Kiviyachol to build a house in Olam Hazeh, where for it to live in? So the Ramchal answers, because it's to bring Klal Yisrael Shutfis b'Hanhagas Olam, to allow Klal Yisrael to be Shutfim with the Merkava HaLyoina in being manhig this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Am Yisrael to be Shutfim in leading the Bria, and that happens through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, and through the Avoid of the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael has the ability through the Beis HaMikdash to be involved in controlling and manipulating the entire world through the Shechina, and to be misakein the world in a derech hamenucha. He says, if you can imagine for yourself the entire world as a huge factory with many different lines and many different programs and projects going on at the same time, the Beis HaMikdash would be the command and control center of the entire factory. That there you have technicians sitting in this command center, the command and control center, and they know everything that's going on, and they're following everything that's going on, and they're getting directly involved by pushing buttons here and pushing buttons over there, and anything that goes wrong in the system is right away, an alert comes to the command and control center, and that is what the Beis HaMikdash does. But the first command and control center, that is the Merkava HaLyoina. That's found Lamala, and that's the Mareches, which is manig the entire Bria. The first Metzius, which was created when it was Olav, when the Eibishter had the Ratzon to create the world, which includes the Eser Sfirois, which are, and the 10 different types of Eirois of light which come, which are the Eser Sfirois, which are Ruchnius Dika Metziusin in this world. And then there's also the four Olamos of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And in parallel to the Merkava Al-Yayna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'asu li Mikdash, that we should build here an additional command and control center, that from there also we can be manig the Bria, and that is the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was built parallel, with direct and exact parallel to the Merkava Al-Yayna, because the Beis HaMikdash is almost a micro copy of the Merkava HaLyoina, and its purpose is to directly control what happens in this world. And the entire Bria itself, since it is a product of the Merkava HaLyoina, it's also built in a Seder which the Merkava HaLyoina is built with. In other words, the Bria is also led by the 10 Sfirois and by the 4 Olamos of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And who was this whole world created for? Chayev Adam Loimar, Bishvili Nivra Olam. In Adam. In Adam is the Tachos of the Bria. So in Adam, with his Tzura, and with his shape, he's also Mesuder, with the Eser Sfirois, with all the Chelokim of a person are Mechuvan to a different Sfira. And in each Sfira, there's also all Eser Sfirois. And also a person is Mischalik to the four Olamos of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So what comes out is that the Merkava HaLyoina, which is the Beis HaMikdash, no, the Merkava HaLyoina and the Beis HaMikdash and the Bria and Adam were all created in the same Seder. And therefore, the Mashpiyim and the Mushpoim are all with each other, to each other, from each other. The Merkava HaLyoina is Mashpiyah on the Bria and on Adam. And also, parallel to that, the Beis HaMikdash, is also mashpia on the Bria and on the Adam. And so therefore says the Ramchal, the Ikra Voidas Hashem is to be shutfim with the Eibishter and Tikkun Ha'olam. And this is controlled. This happens by the Avoida and the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Makayim, which you have the most Koyach to be able to be Meshutah, to be a Shutah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just going to give a few small examples of how this works. We know that the Beis HaMikdash, since it is what's controlling the Bria, so if there's a problem in the Bria and the Shefa from Shemayim is cut off because of people's bad maisim, so through the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash, which is done with Kavana HaMitis and Yichudim HaNidrashim, the proper Kavanas, to be Misakin the Kilkel, which is caused in the Shefa to this world. So for example, if there's hunger in the world, or famine comes, and people are hungry all over, that comes from a lack of Shefa from the Olam Yisrael Yoinim. So through the Avoid of the Lechem Aponim, which is on the Shulchan Hashem, which is in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash, we could be misakein the Ma'ar HaElyon, the light which was Pogum, and be mechadish the Hashpa of Parnasa to this world. And b'schus that Avodah, the Shechina will once again be mashpia the Hashpa to the Olam HaTachtoin. Or let's say there's a matziv where, because of Averis of Bnei Adam, there is a break in the Hashpa, in the Shefa from the Shechina to the world through the Malachim who are Memunim to be the conduits to bring the Shefa down. For that we have the Pesach Ulam. The Pesach of Ulam in the Beis HaMikdash, which connects the Tachtoin and the Elyon. And the Elyon with the Tachtoin, it's Mechaber between the Shefa and the Mushpa. By taking away the mechitza between the Heichel and the Ezes Yisrael, which is mechuvan to the Bria. The Menorah Tahira, with all of the Neirais and the light, is Me'ira the Shefa of Das, which comes from Elikim, Elikus. And when the Avodah was done on the Menorah properly, it's Marbe the Or HaSichli in the Olam. And the Das of Hashem comes down into the Bria. The Mizbeach HaZov, which is used for the Ketores, that's Mevatal Dinim. If there's Mechamais in the world, if there's fights, Machlekesin, kingdoms fighting with each other, this tells us there's a Kilkel in the Shefa of Shalom. And the Ketores, which is brought properly with the proper Kavanais, could take away that Kilkel and bring down the Shefa of Shalom. Like it says, Yasimu Ketera Be'apecha, that through the Ketores, or Mevatal the Dinim, that instead of the smoke which comes from Kas and Melchama, the smoke of the Reach Nichayach goes up and has Mevatel the Charoin Af of Machlekes. And through bringing Karbonis on the Mizbeach HaChitzon and bringing the Chalakim of the animal, which are L'Reach Nichayach, we're Mechaber the Nifrodim El HaShayresh, the physical to the spiritual. We're Mevatel the Mechitza between the Ma'atzil and the Nivraim. And that's where it's called, why it's called Karbon, because it's Mekarev, the Nevroim to the Mekar. All the bad and the Taitsois which come because of the various Kekulim, Machlois and Sarais comes from a period between the Bairi and the Nevroim. So the Tikkun is by bringing a Behema. And through this Nevroim, we're Mischaber to the Shoresh and we have the Tikkun. And in that way, the world can be brought to a Tikkun. That is why the Beis HaMikdash was built with perfect correlation to the Merkava HaElyona. We mentioned earlier the four Olamos. The Olam HaAtzilus is the Olam of Elikus, where you have the Ma'orais HaKadoshim, which are the Shairish of all Nivrayim. The Olam HaBria is where the first Nivrayim exist. The Makim HaNivdalim HaRishayim, which are the great Neshamais of the Mesharsim, of the Malachim. Then the Olam HaYitzira is the Olam of the Malachim, the Eifanim, which are Memunim, directly on Olam HaAsiya. And the Olam HaAsiya is the Olam HaGashmi, and the bodies that we live in. And so too, just like it's in the Bria, just like it's in the Merkava Elyona, so too it's in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is divided into four sections. The Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal is connected to the Olam HaAtzilus, which is Kulei Ruchni. That's where we have the Arayin Ha'idus, the Menorah Tahira, the Shulchan Aponim, the Mizbeach HaKetores. Then we have the Ezras Kehanim and the Ezras Yisrael, which is connected to the Olam HaBriya. That's where the Ikar Avodah is done. And the Mizbeach is Keneged, the Olam HaBriah. Then we have the Ezras Nashim, which is Keneged, the Olam HaYetzira, and the Harabayis, which is Keneged, the Olam HaAsiyah. So like we said beforehand, the shape of the Beis HaMikdash is also the shape of an Adam. The Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash correlates to the Tzura of Adam. And if a person works on the Madrigas of a Pinchas ben Yair, that he says in Mesilas Yesharim, written by the Ramchal, he'll change himself into a mini Beis HaMikdash, where every single action that the person does will be Meroimim the Bria Kula, because he becomes mamish like the Merkava HaLyayna, and the Shechina, which is in the Merkava HaLyayna, which is also in the Beis HaMikdash, would come down on this person, on the Adam himself. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Chelek HaElyon of the Beis HaMikdash on the Tzad Meiriv. That is correlated by the Moyach HaGadol, which controls everything. And that's the person's skull, is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim is separated from the entire Beis HaMikdash with a Pareches, which divides between it and between the bias, and no one can go in there, so too the human brain is separated from his body by the skull, and is three lobes, primary lobes, the right, left, and in the back, and these two lobes are like these two luchais habris, and the third lobe is the merames on the shivrei luchais. The krum, the line that goes around the brain, that refers to the chalal harek, which is in the aron, the air which is in the aron, which is between the luchais and the kapiras, which filters out the hispashtes of chachma before it goes outside. And only on Yom HaKippurim, which is the most kadosh man, is the Kohen Gadol, who's the most kadosh person, allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the most kadosh place, into the Mareches HaElokis, the highest system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Shi'urei HaMachshava of the Matzil. And that's where he brings in the Bakoshes of Klal Yisrael, there in the Sharoshim HaGevoyim of Hanhaga, in the Moyach, you could be poyel and change everything l'toivah and l'vracha for the entire world. The menorah is like the eyes of a person. And just like the eyes are the tzinoiros, which connect the brain to the outer world, so too the menorah brings the shefa from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and brings it out to the world. Mizbech HaKetoiros is like a person's nose. The Shulchan HaPanim is like the mouth. And the ears are the ta'im, which are found, the small rooms which are found on the side of the heichal. The ulam and the doors in the ulam, which connect the ulam, the heichal and the klei hakodesh that are in it to the azara and to the mizbeach, that parallels a person's neck, which is mekasha between his head to the rest of the digestive system. The neck brings the shefa from the mouth to the digestive system. And the ulam brings the shefa from the heichal to the azaris. The azara and the mizbeach that's in it parallel the ikar haguf, the digestive system, which separates between the foods, the chelev and the dam, that after separating the two, we can benefit from the psilis, and if we can throw out the psilis, which is not roi, and keep the chelek hamesukan, which is roi. So to the mizbeach, we separate between the chelev and the dam, which are burned and thrown away, and the misalim between the psiles, which goes out to the Beis Hadeshen and is nisraf. And just like there are many limbs in a person's body, which are involved in being mevarer the eichel, each with its own purpose. The kidneys do their part, the liver does its part, and all the yavarim do their own part. So to on the mizbeach, there's the yesoid, there's the seivev, there's the kronos, there's the gag. Each chelik of the mizbeach has its own tafkid and separates the parts of the echel which it deserves. The Ezras Nashim is parallel to the yesoid, to the ois bris kodesh, and the koyach hamoilid, the koyach of giving birth. And under the Ezras Nashim, there were two other lishachos on the east side, which parallel a person's feet. Those were the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas HaGozis. And because they were, that was where the expression of Avera came, Mithra'ilam Ha'asiya Mamish. That is why a person who brings the Shechina down in all of his Eivarim and is Mekadosh himself He's called in the Lashon of Chazal, he's a Merkava Lashchina, because he changes himself into the Merkava, which is that through it, the Shefa comes down to this world from Ein Sof. And therefore we can understand why Chazal say that whoever gives wine into the throats of Talmidei Chachamim as if he's being Menasech Le'yan Agabi HaMizbeach, because they're both the same thing. A person who's Mekadesh his Guf is Be'etzem Mikdash Ma'at, and therefore can bring down the same Shefa that the Beis HaMikdash brings down, can be brought down through him. And therefore, we can now understand a deeper Kavana, says the Ramchal, when Klal Yisrael said, Ze Keli Ve'anveyu. Yes, they were saying, we're Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, they were saying, like the Targum says, Ve'evne Le Mikdash, we're going to build a Mikdash for him. But building the Beis HaMikdash is something so much deeper, so greater than the physical Beis HaMikdash. It's building the Beis HaMikdash inside of every single Yid, where every Yid turns himself into a Merkava HaElyona, where the Chalakim of his body parallel the various Chalakim that are in the Mikdash Ma'at and that there are in the Merkava HaElyona. And that's the Kabbalah that Klal Yisrael made when they saw Zeh Keli, when they had that Klarkeit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing the Maifsim for them. They were Merkabal on themselves that they want to be a Merkava for the Shekhinah.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.